wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for having me in your homes as we begin this day together in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. And here, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a wedding feast. Because the invited guests ignore the invitation, the king instructs his servants to gather people from the streets and bring them to the wedding hall. And God's saving word for us this week so far is wisdom. So, let's begin reading Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 1. Jesus again used parables in talking to the people. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. He sent his servants to tell the invited guests to come to the feast, but they did not want to come. So he sent other servants with this message for the guests. My feast is ready now. My steers and prize calves have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast. But the invited guests paid no attention and went about their business. One went to his farm, another to his store, while others grabbed the servants, beat them, and killed them. The king was very angry, so he sent his soldiers who killed those murderers, and he burned down their city. Then he called his servants and said to them, "My wedding feast is ready, but the people I invited did not deserve it. Now, go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, good and bad alike, and the wedding hall was filled with people. The king went in to look at the guests, and he saw a man not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" the king asked him. But the man said nothing. Then the king told his servants, "Tie him up hand and foot, and throw him outside in the dark. There he will cry and gnash his teeth." And Jesus concluded, "Many are invited, but few are chosen." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verse 9, where the king said, "Now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find." Of course, we know that the wedding feast represents the kingdom of heaven. The king, of course, is the king of all kings, our Father God. And his son is of course, Jesus. So these people were invited, and the people originally invited were the Jews, the Hebrew people, those that were the friends of the king, you might say. And yet, when it was time for them to enjoy the blessings of the kingdom, they didn't have any time for the king. And they just went about their daily business, much as the people of Israel, especially the leaders, ignored Jesus, wouldn't have anything to do with his message, and went about their everyday business, even stopping to determine how they could kill him and get rid of him. And so, again, when the people for whom the feast was originally planned refused to show up, then the king says, "Well, just go out into the highways and byways and invite everybody to come." And so they came, but there was one man there that wasn't dressed in his wedding clothes, and the king had him tied up and thrown out, which represents that, you know, just because now the original recipients of God's mercy and blessings, the Jewish people, had, you know, been rejected, and now God is opening up his blessings and his kingdom to everyone, it doesn't mean that just everyone can come in. You have to have your wedding clothes on, and the clothes represents a man's righteousness. So you can't get into the wedding, you can't get into the kingdom, unless you have those clothes of righteousness, which only come through a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord God, there are times when I may fail to honor you and act in ways that are not in accordance with your will. Thank you for reaching out to me in love and inviting me to your wedding feast. Teach me to honor you and to reach out to others in love for the sake of your kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 22, where the religious leaders seek to trap Jesus with their questions. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.